Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe. This is Sister Joanna Green with my husband, Clinton Green. Praise God. Good to be here tonight and excited about the subject tonight is Born Again. Praise the Lord. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, that's 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. If you're listening by the internet, you're sure welcome to call that number and be part of the broadcast. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you're a preacher and you want to preach with us. Maybe you have a testimony. Praise God. So we encourage you to go ahead and call in. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. HeIsRisen38@AOL.com. Praise God. So we've got prayer requests coming in tonight, and we'll turn those in momentarily. We want to start the broadcast off tonight with prayer. Praise the Lord. So if we would, I've got mics on here. Praise the Lord. And as Brother Green comes around the table, we're going to go ahead and open up the broadcast with a word of prayer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we come to you tonight. We ask you, Lord, to move tonight in this broadcast. I ask you, Father, to minister to your people tonight. Lord, reach out, Lord, to those, Father, that are lost and need your touch tonight. Lord, those in the hospitals, places, Lord, we're lifting them up. All the requests that come in tonight, Father, we ask you to move on them, Lord. Bless the ministers, the servants, the handmaidens tonight, Lord. Those who call in at the anointing of God, that it be upon them, Lord, this night. Father, that the blessing of the Lord, God, make rich in our souls. Father, in the souls of your people, Lord, we lifted up your people, Lord, to you, Father. Those in the foreign fields, Lord, that are going through persecution, Lord, we're asking you, God, to move. We're asking you, Lord, to put a hedge around them, Lord, and help them, Lord, in the difficult times that are coming to pass. Lord, we're seeing things today that are coming to pass, and we're lifting them up and asking you, God, to move. Dispatch the war angels of heaven, Father, to fight the battles of, Lord, for people tonight, Lord, the ministering angels of God, to minister, Lord, and to help people, Lord, throughout the world, Father, tonight. God, we give you praise. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for those that are calling in here. They're coming on one by one, and we just appreciate y'all this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise the Lord. I always love that scripture and love all the whole Bible from the very first page all the way back to the maps. Praise the Lord. 423-562, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Brother Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee, Sister Green.
Amen. Praise God, Brother Eddie. Hallelujah. 770-584, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Good to have you on here, too. 661-748, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Sister Gladys from Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. Hallelujah. Glad you all called in tonight. We just got in. We're going to be at a farmer's market tomorrow. We are going to try this out. We've never done this before, and we've got a huge garden, so if all goes well, we will sell our produce. Praise the Lord. 770-855. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Robin Gershon from Thomaston, Georgia.
Hallelujah. Praise God, Sister Robin. Good to hear your voice, sis. Praise the Lord. So tonight's subject is born again. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, again, it's 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. Brother Eddie, go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be here tonight. It's good to be on this broadcast, and it's always good to be able to go on and tell somebody about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And I thank God tonight that God has redeemed us, and God has made us a child of God tonight, and Jesus Christ is our righteousness, and he has made our righteousness because that we are born again, brother, by his shed blood and by believing on him that he came, that he died, and that he rose again, brother, for the sins of the world, that each one that would believe on him that and call on his name, they could be saved tonight. They could be born again into the family of God. And I want to begin reading a little bit in the third chapter of St. John's Gospel, and starting in verse 1, and he said, "There was a man of the Pharisees, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And the same came unto Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him." Brother, listen to what Jesus told Nicodemus. Now, remember, Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jewish people. You could equate him to being a senator of the United States. He was a leader in the Jewish nation, and brother, he come to Jesus to find out find out about Jesus, who he was, what he was, and what he was doing. And Jesus answered, this is verse 3, and Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born again, or be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Brother Nicodemus, he had no spiritual understanding. He was a ruler of the Jewish people, but brother, he had no spiritual understanding. Brother, Jesus was talking about being born again. He was talking about being born of the Spirit and of the water, and Nicodemus couldn't understand him. But let me tell you this. Brother Jesus went on and began to explain explained to him brother, what he was talking about. He said in verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Brother, I want you to know tonight, there's one way to heaven tonight. Brother, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door. Brother, there's only one way. There's a lot of people today telling you and telling me that there's a lot of ways to God. Brother, there's a lot of ways to God with a little G, but there's only one way to Almighty God, and that's Jesus Christ. You've got to be born again, brother, by the Spirit and by the water, brother, to come in to the kingdom of God. Brother, and when you come into the kingdom of God, brother, you're made a new creation in Christ Jesus. Brother, you're no longer the person that you used to be. But brother, you're a new creature tonight when you're born again into the family of God. Brother, and like I've heard it said so many times before, brother, the things you used to love, you don't hate them. And the things you used to hate, you don't love them. Because the things you used to hate was anything that was contrary to God. But brother, I'll tell you tonight that when Jesus gets into your heart, brother, you'll begin to love the things of God, and you'll begin to want to walk, brother, after God himself. And brother, you can do that tonight. Anybody can walk after the Lord, brother, through the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. All they have to do is give themselves unto him, call upon him, brother, and be born again tonight. When you get born again, you give yourself to him, to seeking after him, and you'll begin to walk, brother, in the way of righteousness, in a way pleasing to God, and God will take you, he'll give you a spirit tonight, brother, and begin to lead you, as you've heard it so many times, in Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Brother, God knows his own, brother, and we know him. Brother, I want you to know tonight, we're sheep in the pasture of God, and the sheep knows, brother, his shepherd's voice. Brother, and we tonight know the voice of the Lord Jesus tonight, because we're the sheep of his pasture. By the psalmist said, thou makest me to lie down beside the still waters. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, that we have peace tonight through the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Nicodemus come. Brother, no doubt he had heard a lot of things about Jesus, and he wanted to find out for himself. There was something about this man Jesus, brother, that he needed to find out. Brother, he was kind of afraid, no doubt, to come by the day because of what people would say, perhaps because of what his fellow leaders would say, and he come to Jesus by night. Let me tell you tonight, brother, when you come to Jesus, he's waiting to hear from you. Brother, he began to listen to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus wanted to know, brother, how, brother, to get into this thing called the kingdom of God. And Jesus said unto him, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And it's the same way tonight. We've got to be born again. I know the whole world today, they're teaching a lot of philosophy, and they're teaching you a lot of religious things. But brother, I'm not talking about religion tonight. I'm talking about salvation. I'm not talking about so much the church world. I'm talking about a connection to Almighty God, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, God is waiting for you. Brother, and he'll take you in. And the Bible says, that he would, that anybody that would come, that he would in all likewise cast them away. Brother, when you come to Jesus, brother, he's waiting for you, brother, for you to call on his name. The Bible said whosoever would call on the name of the Lord, they would be saved. Brother, he's waiting on you tonight, brother, that you might call on him. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter what nation that you're in tonight. There's one way to heaven tonight. And let me tell you something else. The great thing about this, number one, brother, you're looking forward to going to heaven when you're born again. But brother, that, let me tell you this, brother, when as long as you live on this earth, when you're born again, brother, you'll have joy in your heart, and you'll have peace in your heart. And brother, I'll tell you tonight that it will go with you. It will stay with you because your peace and your joy, brother, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But he said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Honey, I want you to know tonight, they, like I said a while ago, people are telling people today, teachers are telling people that there's many ways to God. But brother, this God that I'm preaching about tonight, the Almighty God, that was the one that is seated on his throne in the heavenlies tonight. Brother, he has got one way to him, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said it like this. He said, broad is the gate, and broad is the way. And he said, a man that leads to destruction, and many be there that go in thereat. But he said, narrow is the gate, and straight is the way. Brother, he said, few there be, brother, that go in. Brother, let me tell you today, there's multitudes of people today that are leaving this world. Brother, their body is dying on them, and they're going into an eternity. There's a lot of people might tell you that when you die, you'll just go to sleep. Brother, but I want to tell you tonight, brother, when you die tonight, your soul will go on into an eternity night tonight. Brother, into heaven. If you're born again, you'll go to heaven. But if you leave out of this world lost, if you die lost tonight, brother, take one place, brother, that you can go, and that's to hell, a place that God prepared for the devil and his angels. But the good news is this tonight, you don't got to go to that terrible place. Brother, you can be born again tonight by believing that Jesus died for you, that he rose again on the third and appointed morning, brother, in calling on his name, believing on him. The Bible said, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, let me tell you tonight, brother, when you get born again, there'll be a desire in you, brother, to want to go down to a creek or a baptismal or maybe a lake and be baptized. Oh, let me tell you today, that baptism today, brother, it is an example of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, showing that we've been planted in the likeness of his death. And when we come up, we've been raised as an example of his resurrection. We've been raised into a new life, and we walk in a new life after that. I know you might have heard them through the years about God Jehovah, and you may not have believed it. But brother, I beg you tonight, believe that Jesus died for you, brother, that you can be born again. Brother, you can be saved tonight. All you've got to do, like I said, is call on him. believe that he died for you, and God raised him from the dead. For the Bible said with the heart, a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, let me tell you today, when you get Jesus down in your heart, the Bible said, for whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. Brother, the Bible said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Brother, when you got your treasure, when your treasure is the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, your heart will be in serving the Lord Jesus Christ, will be in living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, and you'll want to go tell somebody, because what's in your heart, that's what'll come out your mouth. Oh, praise God tonight. All you got to do is believe on him and call on him. Oh, let me tell you today, Nicodemus, no doubt, brother, he come to Jesus one man, and when he left here, he left a different person altogether. Brother, I believe that Nicodemus was born again that day, and brother, I'll tell you tonight, you can be tonight, brother, in this broadcast. Brother, the Lord's dealing with you. Brother, just begin to call. He said in verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and from and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Brother, we don't know. Brother, we know the presence of God. Brother, we know when the Spirit of God is knocking on our hearts. Brother, we know when God is dealing with us. We can't tell maybe where he come from or where he's from, but we know that he's there. And brother, if we'll open up, if we'll answer that call, brother, he'll lead us in. He'll take us and make you a child of God tonight. He said, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verse 11 said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe? If I tell you of heavenly things, and no man ascended up to the heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even as a son of man which is in heaven. Oh, let me tell you today, he said in verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now listen to this, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, we didn't love God to start with, but God loved us first. He loved us so much, he sent his only begotten Son, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he sent him into the world to suffer and to die and to be raised again from the dead to complete the plan of salvation. When he hung on the cross, he cried out, it is finished. Father, into my hands I commend my spirit. And the Bible says he gave up the ghost. Brother, the plan was finished. And he went in to preach to the spirit in prison. But on that third and appointed morning, brother, he came up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And he's sitting now on the right hand of the Father in the heavenlies tonight. He's calling you tonight. Brother, if you're backslid tonight, all you got to do is bow down and call on his name tonight. He'll say, take you back, and he'll use you the way that he has in the past, and God will use you greatly if you'll just give yourself to him. Sister Joanne, I'll give it back to you. God bless you. Thank you much for permitting us to be on this broadcast tonight. God bless you tonight, sister.
Praise the Lord. Praise God, Brother Eddie. You're a preaching machine, brother. Praise the Lord. The Lord sure does use you, and that's amazing. And I love to hear you and love to hear all the listeners here tonight or all the callers tonight. God is so good. If Brother Eddie is speaking to you tonight and that's you out there and you need to be born again, praise the Lord. Just find yourself a place to pray, or you could call in and we can help pray with you. 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. We did have a caller that dropped, and maybe they'll get to call back. But if you're out there and you need prayer, we want you to call us. Praise the Lord. And we want to help you pray through. Praise God. You know, that's what we believe in, praying through. We don't believe that you just shake the preacher's hand and repeat after the preacher and then you get saved. Well, you can do that if your heart means it. But if you pray through, you will feel the Spirit of God touch your life and you'll change. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wonderful preacher. Praise God, Brother Eddie. That there just something. Praise God. Hallelujah. So 347-989-8862. Go ahead and call in. And right now we're going to get this here song on, and then we'll have Brother John to come in and obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm happy night and day. Make me shout, there's no doubt. I know I'm born again. Will Satan try to tell me, oh, I thought I got saved. He tells me what a fool I have been. But then I take him back to that old place where I got saved. And I know I've been born again.
Praise the Lord. Ask yourself that question right now. Are you born again? Ask yourself that. Where will you spend eternity? Have you ever thought about where you'll spend forever? Praise the Lord. A lot of people say if they missed heaven, they've missed it all. But I've got news for you. If you miss heaven, you have not missed it all. There's a place called hell, and then you will spend eternity one place or the other. And you can make your assurance right now, praise the Lord, and get your soul born again, praise God. And Brother John, go ahead and obey the Lord, brother. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to the word of the Lord. I'm going to expand on what Brother Eddie brought out and add faith to faith tonight, amen, and some of the things that you have said, Sister Green, amen, just inspires and moves and we're all talking about being born again, amen. It's a regeneration of the father, and a procreation of the father, and regeneration of the mother, there was a birth, amen. There's a time to be born, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, amen. As Brother Eddie brought out, this Nicodemus was a Pharisee. His teaching and believing, amen, of the Pharisees, amen, they believed in the resurrecting power, amen. Not in the resurrection, they believed in a resurrection, amen. Hallelujah. And so they believed in a resurrection from the dead, but, amen, they knew, and amen. And so as it says here in verse 2, they saw something in Jesus, or something was manifest, came forth from Jesus, and that was the miracles. It's actually, in the original writings, it was actually called a sign. It was actually a manifestation, an open manifestation of the things of God. The Jews were, at that time, were sign seekers and looking for a sign. Amen. And he said that there would be not a sign given, amen, except for the sign of Jonas, amen, as Jonas went in the heart of the earth, amen, and the whale, amen, that there'd be that sign. And of course, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, amen, would be the first fruits of those that had slept, amen, and so there's a time of sleeping for, amen, and what he done a little even deeper than his being born again, but being born again, amen, even from death, and amen. And so tonight he said, we know that he said in him, Rabbi, that means something there, because actually that means my master in the real life. So he was already proclaiming that Jesus was his master, amen. He was already subjecting himself, amen, unto the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, even though it was not a time yet. And so he had saw, and he was coming to him, amen. Now, you have to know, we know, according to the word of God, he said, no man comes unto me except this, my Father, amen, draw him, amen. And so the Spirit was drawing him to Jesus, amen. There was a manifestation of the signs of God, amen. Here was a man who had seen the things of God, but what he was done is, before he could really see the kingdom of God, in other words, there was more to it, and he said, except, there was an exception here to this, there was an exception to Jesus Christ, there was an exception to Jesus, but there was never been a teacher like him. He taught with one as having authority, amen. Of course, we know that he did have the authority, he was the Word from the beginning, and so he was God from the beginning, so we find and understand, amen, that the authority came from the very throne room of God. He is subject to, so Nicodemus and those that had been with him had saw the miracles they knew had come from God. But what was really good was Jesus answered him, amen, amen. Well, did he ask the question? Amen. He said, that thou would come from God. When he told him, he said, verily, verily, that means truly. He was getting ready to tell him the truth. You need to know tonight that the truth shall set you free, amen, shall make you free. The Bible says in John 8:32, amen, he says, you shall know the truth. And so he was beginning to declare him the knowledge of truth, amen. And Nicodemus really didn't have a full knowledge of God, amen. And these are the things that we're talking about, amen, one of the things of being born again. You can't be born again without the knowledge of God and the knowledge of truth. Many religious leaders, amen, have a knowledge, but it's not a knowledge of God and not a knowledge of truth. In fact, the key of knowledge was taken away by the doctors, amen. The doctors, the Bible says Gamaliel was a doctor of the law, amen. And so it was taken away by the knowledge of man. What knoweth the things of a man but that which pertains to the man? The natural man there, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, I have not seen, neither heard, neither is it in the heart of man, the things of, that God has prepared for them that love him. But yet the Spirit, amen, amen, must be born again of the Spirit. We're going to get into that in a minute. But there's a new birth in the Spirit. There's a new birth by the water. So you must be born of the water and of the Spirit to follow the Spirit. You can't follow something that you haven't been born into. This is something you're born into and can only see and be made manifest because it's birthed in you, amen. You have to know that this Spirit is birthed on the inside of you. You must know that this water brings a change within you, amen. This is a woman brings forth a child and travails, amen, in labor, amen, hallelujah. There cannot be any birthing without the labor, amen. It must be brought to the strength to the birth, amen. And so there's a process, amen. This is to come. It's not instant. In other words, it's a process of being born again. That's what he asked of him in John chapter 3, verse 3. He said, brother, brother, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. Nicodemus said, except you are God. You couldn't do these miracles. He said, Nicodemus, that's not nothing. Except you're born again, you'll not even see the kingdom of God. You saw the miracles. Church tonight, if you're not born again, you will be out right side the realm of the kingdom of God. The Bible says repent. The word repent means that's what John spoke in John the Baptist. Amen. Amen. He spoke of this in Matthew chapter 3. Amen. He talked about in Matthew chapter 3, he talked about, you know, the baptism. Amen. Water baptism. Amen. But that was a baptism of repentance. Amen. He said he indeed baptized with water unto repentance. And repentance means to turn around. Scriptures teach us, I believe it's in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the Apostle Peter, amen, after the day of Pentecost, amen, began to explain to those that were there gathered on the day of Pentecost, the day of the first fruit, amen, he began to say, he said, and this Jesus whom you crucified, he's made him both Lord and Christ. And the Bible says in verse 37, I believe it is, that they were pricked in their heart. And they said, what must we do to be saved? In other words, what must we do to receive this salvation? And he said, repent. Amen. Repent. In other words, it changes your thinking. It turns around your thinking. What the old man used to think is now a new man. There's that birth. There's that even. He makes all things new. The Bible says, whosoever comes unto Christ, whosoever comes under the anointing, whosoever comes under the anointed one, the Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, amen, a city was there and upon their shoulders. And he said, in that day, the anointing, in other words, the anointing or the anointed one, which is Christ, the Messiah, will destroy the yoke, destroy the yoke of death, destroy the yoke of sin. The Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, amen, for the remission of your sins. In other words, remission of sins, you know what that is? That means the sins are completely removed as you never, ever committed them. It goes into remission. It's just like when cancer goes into remission. When it's in complete remission, it's just like the cancer was never there. When Christ baptizes you with his Spirit and in his name, when you take on his name, amen, because there in Matthew 28, I believe it's in verse 19, he said, go ye into all the world and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. That means that you had a relationship with the Father. You had a relationship with the Son. You had a relationship with the Spirit of God. You had a relationship with this one called Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. There in Acts chapter 2. He said, and this promise is unto you and to you as many as, and to your children as the many as the Lord our God shall call. There's an invitation to be born again. There's an invitation to make all things new in your life. There's an invitation that the old man die. In the first Adam, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, says that in Adam all men die. But in Christ, the second Adam, all men shall live. When we have to come to Christ, we have to move to that second. We have to be born again, amen, to see, amen. Many of you will see the miracles, but you must be born again to see the kingdom. You must be, amen, for the kingdom of God cometh without observation, for the kingdom of God is within you. But you can't see it. It can't be in you unless you're born again. It's a kingdom that's birthed in you, and you're birthed into this kingdom. Hallelujah, you become one in this, amen. And the Bible says, amen, Nicodemus, thinking as the old man, thinking in the old nature. How can a man be born again? Can he come the second time from his mother's womb? This birth doesn't come from your mother's womb, amen. This birth came from the womb of Mary, amen, overshadowed by the Father. This is amen, amen. This came from a virgin birth. When you come and be born out of there, amen, no man has been there. Only a living God, amen, has been there for you to come forth. It has to be God in your life. Except, here's a miracle tonight. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. The only way you can be born again is have a relationship with and be overshadowed with the Father. And the Lord Jesus Christ will baptize you, amen, amen, with the water and the Spirit. Verse 5 said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible speaks, amen, amen, of Revelations, I believe it is, 21, verse 6. And thou shalt eat, drink of the water of life freely. Oh, he that is athirst. And it talks about in Revelation 22 and verse 1 and 22 and 17. Amen. 22 and 1 talks about the water coming from the throne, crystal river. Sure, amen. The waters of life. Amen. You have to understand something. You have to remain in the waters. These are waters of life. These are not stagnant waters. These are not stale waters. This is a continual process. You're coming forth. Amen. As the waters coming forth, you are in living waters, born again. Amen. Of the water and the Spirit. He came by water and the blood as it came forth. Amen. As in the natural realm, this is how a child is born. And in the spiritual realm, amen, that which is born of the flesh, the Bible says, is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The word spirit is pneuma. It means the very breath of God. When God has breathed on you, the Bible says there, it talks about in verse 7 there, it says, that which is born, verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. Don't be marveled at that you must be born again. You begin to try to think, how can I be born again? You must be born of the water and of the Spirit. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. In other words, the wind is blowing where it desires to be. God, that the word wind there in the original is breath or wind or spirit, actually. This is, it gives it the word wind. There's a wind. In other words, there's a wind that's blowing again. You know, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that they were, amen, that they were, they had come up out of the room and they were praying. There's 120 souls in a room. And the Bible says there came a sound as a rushing mighty wind. That was the very Spirit of God. And the Bible says, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Oh, he shall indeed baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. On the day of Pentecost, it was a fire of refining. The Bible says in Malachi, he says, suddenly my messengers have come into the temple. In other words, tonight you're the temple. When he comes in you, and when he comes in you, and you're born again, and he makes all things new. The Bible says, I believe it's in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, that we must walk in the newness of life. This is not only being born again, but it's a walk of being born again. In other words, what I'm saying is, when you're born again, it's a whole new life. It's a whole new walk. The Bible says in 2 Peter, I believe it is, chapter, I think it's chapter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 says, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, he said, when I was a child, a spectacle child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. He said, and the Bible says, as a child, be malice, but as, in other words, put away these things. And they were, you know what you do as a child, when you're born again, you put away all the malice. You put away all the guile. You put away all the hypocrisies. You put away all the envies. You put away all the evil speaking. Because, excuse me, as a new babe in Christ, you're not evil speaking. You have a new tongue, a new language, a new talk, a new walk. Everything becomes new. You put away these things. These are toys only for those that are not of the kingdom of God. These are not fit for the kingdom of God. And so you lay them aside. The Bible says lay aside every sin and every weight that does so easily beset us. Sins tonight besets, amen, a newborn Christian. But you have to understand something about new birth. You're always continuing in new birth. You're always walking in the newness of life. As a believer, you don't grow any older. As the Spirit of God, in other words, in the sense, when you're born again, oh, you're the same age. Hallelujah. You're brand new. You never grow old. You never run out. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a spirit that will live on eternally, that never grows old, that never ages. Church, when tonight, when those of us asleep in Christ and raised, when we go to eternity, those of you that are believers, and just as I want to bring that out with Sister Green, brought out here in just a minute or two, you have to understand, when we walk with Jesus Christ and talk with him, and we sup with him in eternity, it'll be just as is the day when you come down, that newness of life, amen. For the hardness of the way, the believers, the Jews, the Hebrews, they're in the walk of the wilderness. They begin, amen, to murmur. They begin to dispute, amen. God has brought them out. Amen. You know what? We come and we so easily walk back into that old man, in that old ways, in that old life, with that old nature. But church, some of you need a great walk around. The Bible says this proverb is this loud. You said the old dog, amen, would go and amen and return to its vomit. And the sow will return to its wallow. Some of you need to quit looking back. You know what happened to Lot's wife when they were told, don't look back, church? The Bible says, forget those things which are behind. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. The prize is only in Christ Jesus. He says, a newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You know what a new believer needs to do? Look for that milk. You know what a baby does? It looks for mama's milk. When it's born, it's looking for first thing it's looking for mama's milk. You know, when you're born in a kingdom, the first thing you need to look for is the sincere milk of the Word of God. Hallelujah. It comes, amen. It even comes from the Father's bosom. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can nurture from Him. He said, if you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, He, the Lord, is good. This is the Father and the Mother's milk. The Bible said He's the Father and Jerusalem, amen. Because you know what? He said in Revelation chapter 21, verse 6, I saw new Jerusalem coming down. Oh, he doesn't only make you new. He's giving you a new city. He not only make you new, He's giving you a new citizenship. He not only makes you new, He's giving you a new life. He not only makes you new, everything you receive becomes new. Oh, you don't have anything old. Nothing to wear out. Nothing to go away. He said, I saw New Jerusalem coming down. Amen. It's a bride adorned for a husband. Hallelujah. Oh, He's going to give you some new garments. He's even changing your clothes. Amen. Even that, He said in Jude, He said, even plucking them out of fire, your clothes won't even smell like smoke. I'm talking about that. There was a prerequisite. When was that? In Daniel, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, they come in the fire, amen, they left out of fire, and not even the fire touched them. He said, when you go through the fire, in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, or through the flood, or through the waters, amen, oh, it's not going to overcome you. It's not going to overtake you. It won't even kindle against you. Why? Because you're walking in the newness of life. Christ is there. He said, I'll go with you. Oh, hallelujah. It can't come against Him. He's the newness of life. He's life Himself. That's what He said in John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's not only the life, He's new life. He's born again. He's life first. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it come. In other words, you can't tell when the wind's coming. You heard it. They didn't know when the wind was coming on the day of Pentecost, but they were waiting for it. Oh, church, are you waiting for the wind to blow again? It's blowing again, just as in the day of Pentecost. Is it coming to you? Is it listening to you? Because the Bible says the wind goes where it wills. You know what? These men that were born, and Brother Eddie already brought this out in John chapter 1, to as many as believed in Him, gave you the power to become the sons of God. You know those that rejected Him? The Bible says He came into His own, and His own received Him not. Do you know what it says in Matthew chapter 3? Remember what I was talking about, and Sister Green brought this out earlier. The Bible says, let me turn over here to Matthew. I don't have a marked anything, but I think it's Matthew chapter 3. It says this. Talking about John's baptism. Chapter 3, verse 5. Then they went out to Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jerusalem and were baptized of Him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when He saw many of the Pharisees, oh, that's right. Remember, they believed in the Pharisees came to Jesus, amen. These came to John, amen. And the Sadducees came to His baptism. He said to them, O generation of vipers, that's the serpents. You want to take up serpents in the church? That's the serpents right there, the vipers. The vipers. The religious leaders that don't know, have no knowledge of God. The religious leaders, it's the blind leading the blind. They both shall. It's the blind, excuse me. They have snakes over there, overseas. They're called spitting. And what they do is they cause blindness of those that get within their church. I'll tell you what, if you come within religious leaders that have not a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be blind and you'll fall in the pit. Amen. These are vipers. Amen. And He said, take not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you, I tell you that God's able of these stones to raise up children in Abraham. It wasn't of the children, it was of the seed. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Excuse me. How can you not bring forth new fruit? The Bible says the tree of paradise did in the book of Revelation. There's 12 manners of fruit that bore forth every month. Amen. Hallelujah. But how can a tree not bring forth new fruit? Because it hadn't been born again. It hadn't been made a good tree. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, Acts, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, Holy Ghost baptism of fire is refining fire in Acts chapter 2. This is not a Holy Ghost. This is a consuming fire. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, in other words, with his spirit and with fire. Next verse. Listen to me. Whose fan is in his hand. The fan is in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will thoroughly purge his floor. There's some separation. Wheat from the tares, goats from the sheep, believers from unbelievers. There's going to be a separation. How's that separation? Because he's the sword of the Spirit. He's quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing and asunder unto the soul, the spirit, the marrow, the bones, the intents, and the thoughts of the heart. He'll separate. How fine. You can't get away from it. But he will burn up. He'll gather the wheat into his into the garner. Whose garner is it? It's his storehouse. It's his house. But what's he going to do with the tares? But he will burn. He'll baptize you with fire, with the shaft, with unquenchable fire. Where the fire, what is this dream talking about? Hell. Where the worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. Church, tonight you have a choice. There's two fire baptisms. There's the consuming fire that will bring you and put you in, and you'll be like shaft. Unquenchable, or there's a refining fire that will change you, make you new. And instead of being in that lake of fire that wasn't even made for you, you'll see a new city, a new bride, a new life. And that's just the things to come. Some of you have seen the miracles, but you know what? God wants you to see the kingdom. God wants you to see him. Oh, you shall be satisfied when you wake with his likeness. How do we do that? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, I believe it's 11. It's in Ecclesiastes 11. I think it's verse 9 or somewhere. Anyhow, it's in Ecclesiastes. He said, we do it right the way that the bones grow in the womb. Church, you might not know how to be born again, but the Word of God will tell you. These ministers tonight will tell you how to be born again. You must be born of the water. Baptism, that's what it talks about. The word baptism means be fully overwhelmed or fully wet. Amen. And with his spirit tonight. The choice is up to you. He said it before you. I don't know about you. There's only one choice, life or death. Which one will you choose? You know what? It can be a new birth celebration. There's a celebration. Amen. Everyone, amen. Here at our local hospital, we're getting ready to have a grandson probably next month sometime. Amen. And every time a child's born, they ring a bell. You know what? Every time a child's born into the kingdom, all heaven rejoices. Tonight, amen. If you haven't already, and you know what? It's not only heaven rejoicing over your birth. It's heaven rejoicing over you living in your new birth, living in the newness of life. Because if you don't live under Christ, you'll die unto yourself. It's time. You must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Not just enough to see the miracles, to see the whole thing. It's up to you. Will you be a new child in a new kingdom with a new God and a new son in a new house? He's gone to prepare a place for you. Is your name on the door? Is your name in your room? The Lord Jesus Christ is preparing. He's preparing the nursery. He's preparing the nursery for every child that's been born. Are you going to be in the nursery of God tonight? Or will you be in the lake of fire? Go ahead, Brother Green.
Praise God, Brother John. That was, you're talking to somebody out there tonight, and that's you. we ask that you just find yourself a place to pray. This is a matter of life and death. Someone told me one time, said, I wouldn't have nothing to do with you if I knowed you were going to turn religious. And it has nothing to do with religion. As Brother Eddie told you tonight and Brother John was telling you, there's a real place called hell. And the Bible says it enlarges its borders daily. Its mouth is being enlarged daily. That place was not made for you and me or mankind at all. It was made for the devil and the fallen angels. And people, our souls are going there because they didn't do what they have to do, and that's to be born again, and that's to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. So if you've not done that, this is serious business. This is about you, praise God, tonight. That out there backslid, out there sinning. You know, I hear this a whole lot, how people say, don't judge, don't be judging. But the Word of God judges you. You're judged already. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The woman that was caught in the very act of adultery, they took her to Jesus, and her accusers did, and Jesus said, cast the first stone, he that hath no sin, and nobody can cast the first stone. But then he asked the woman, where are your accusers? And she says, I have none. They've all left. I'm paraphrasing. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee, but go. And here's the key point of this. Sin no more. Amen. So we got to confess our sins to God. And like Brother John preached to you, that John the Baptist, his was baptism of repentance. We must repent. Praise God. In order to be part of the kingdom of God, to be in the house of the Lord. We can go to the building all we want to, and we must go. He said to forsake not the assembling ourselves together. But going to church does not save you. You must confess your sins to the Lord. Somewhere, whether it be at an altar, whether it be at your bedside at night, privately, Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. After you pray and repent of your sins, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord, that you have gotten saved and you've asked him to forgive you of your sins. Tell the world, tell everybody you know. That completes it. That shows God that you're not ashamed of him. And he said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. So let's not be ashamed. He said, if you ask, you shall receive. If you knock, it shall be open. He said, if you, there was three things there. Seek and you shall find. Praise the Lord. He said, you have not because you ask not. So if you've not asked God to forgive you of your sins, he told you to ask. He wants us to ask. He's not going to force himself on you. But he gives it, and he gives it freely. He says, freely I give, freely receive. Praise the Lord. I'm just going on and on and on. Sister Gladys,
that's true.
Praise the Lord, sis. Come on in and obey God. Hallelujah.
Well, give God the glory tonight, Sister Green. I thank you and Brother Green for inviting me on to your broadcast. You know, those that are listening tonight, you've had good words preached over you. All the word in the Bible is good word. But I want to praise him tonight because we've got a promise that if we follow what the Bible says, that we will be with him and his kingdom. If we just follow what the word of God says. These weren't in my notes, but I'm going to add them to it. But it says in John 3:15, it says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. You know, God has promised us if we believe on him, he will give us eternal life. In 16 it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You know, we're living in a day and hour where people would rather sin than they'd want to do what's right. You know, I'm not judging the world today. Like Sister Green said, the Bible judges them already. But it said in the end times that they would call good evil and evil good. And that's the very hour that we're living in. They will look to things. You know, some girl said, bless you, in a church house, in the school somewhere. They were telling another child in the classroom, they said, bless you. Well, that's good manners. But the teacher suspended that girl for just saying bless you. We're living in a day and an hour that's just sickening to me, because we want to live godly and the world wants to condemn us. And Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He didn't want to tell you you're a thief and a liar. Those that are thieves and liars know that already. We don't have to tell you those things. But just like Jesus reached out to the woman at the well, he showed her compassion. He showed her love. It's like I was telling the church people the other night. That's what we need to do with the church people in the house, and we need to make sure that we reach out to the people that no one wants to reach out to. Those that I consider are what some people would call untouchables, those that may smell bad, those that are homeless, maybe they're in prostitution, maybe they're a drug addict, maybe they're shooting up on the weekends. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves everyone, no matter what you're doing, no matter what state of mind you're in. You've never gone too far that Jesus can't help you. I give him glory for that. I want to go over to the other scripture that says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, and that's in 1 John 5 and 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. You know, we can ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins, and he's already promised. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for us. He paid a debt that he didn't owe, and we owed a debt that we couldn't pay. But I give my Father God glory tonight that he sent his only son. I don't know that I could do that. I'm human, and I don't know that I could let my son go to the cross. Many times I thought about Mary kneeling there at the foot of the cross and seeing her son in grief and stricken, and he had to carry all of our burdens, all of our sicknesses, and all the things that we carry today. And Jesus says to cast our cares upon him, because Jesus has already paid the price for them. And I glorify him today. You know, I praise God that he is, in Psalm 18:2, he's the Lord. Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation in my high tower. I know that when I am grieved in my spirit and I don't know what to do and I'm going through a hard time in my life, I know that I can go to him. He's my deliverer. He is my strength whenever I feel weak. And he's someone I can trust. You know, you can't trust everybody in this day and hour. But I know if I go to him, that he will be my buckler, my high tower. I give him glory for that. You know, I want to go to 2 Samuel 22:3. It says about the same thing, but it's an awesome scripture. It says, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. You know, we're living, like I said, in a day and hour where you don't know what to expect. You know, I've got a friend over there in Israel today, and if you would, lift her up in prayer, because many people are seeing things they would have never thought they'd ever dream of seeing. You know, last time we were on the broadcast, one morning I woke up and I thought, Lord, I never would have believed that I would have been still alive whenever they were beheading people. But we still live in that day and hour. And, you know, we need to cry out for the Christians that are serving God and wanting to live it to their best ability. And I pray that I can be a light in dark places. Reach out to those that people consider untouchable. Those are the very ones that Jesus had compassion for. Those are the ones that he shed the blood for. And I know and believe this day and hour, as I stand and give you the word of God, that each drop that he shed was for my sickness. And if you're ill today, you can ask the Lord to to save you, for one. But if you're sick in body, just cry out to him and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I invite you into my heart. You know, we need to believe that he died and rose again and that he came to the earth to save us. In 1 Chronicles 16:35, it says, and say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. You know, what people need to learn today, when you're going through a battle and you're thinking, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know, Lord, how I'm going to fight this battle. But you know what he's told me? He said in 2 Chronicles 20:17, he said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle, yet yourselves stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. You know, I don't have to fight these battles. You know, the Lord said that I can call upon him, and he'd give me strength when I feel weak. When I was going through the sickness many years ago in 2007, he told me, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. That means anything I needed within my body and my mind and my spirit and my emotions, he would provide for it. He was more than sufficient for all of my needs, and I praise him for that. I thank God that he's a good God. It says in Psalm 3:8, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. You know, like I was saying with the woman at the well, Jesus didn't condemn her. He knew what she had done. She knew what she had done. He didn't have to tell her. And when he did tell her what she had done, she ran to the people in the city, and she announced to them, this man told me all that I did. And her faith increased. And, you know, if we get in the Word of God when we're going through a hard trial and we're not sure what to do, Jesus will give us the faith to take another step, take one more step, two steps, and Jesus will meet you where you're at. And he will encourage your heart. He will uplift you. Even in the Psalms, David said he had to encourage himself. And I had to remind myself on many days whenever I thought, Lord, I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm not sure how I'm going to make it. But Jesus is our Savior. God never stepped off the throne, and Lord Jesus Christ never did either. He's there for each of us, and he's crying out to his people. He's wanting each and every one that feels too dirty to come to the Lord. Jesus said, come as you are, and he would save us, and I glorify him tonight. I want to turn it back over to you, Sister Green. I thank you once again for having me on the broadcast.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you need to be a part of this broadcast tonight, if you've got something that you just want to burn in your heart that you want to say, it's 347-989-8862. Other preachers have preached to you tonight. You should know something now about being born again. If you're a backslider, you definitely know what it's like to be born again. And, you know, the King James Bible in Jesus, the name of Jesus, is the most fault name ever. It's not allowed to be spoken in the school systems, not allowed to pray, not allowed to say in the name of Jesus we pray. The girl that Sister Gladys was telling you about that said bless you, I don't even think she said God bless you. She just said bless you as manners.
Amen.
And got suspended from her school. King James Bible is the most hated Bible. It is the true Word of God. Doesn't that
Amen.
Tell you something? Praise the Lord. You know, they can let the NIVs go all they want to, and people can preach out of them, and there's no persecution about it, but they hate the name of Jesus, and that ought to tell you something right there. There's no other
Amen.
Name on heaven and on earth given that we must go by, and that's the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is good. Wonderful preaching, Sister Gladys. Praise the Lord. We're going to give you this here song. I want you to listen to the words. It's called Two Coats. Praise the Lord. It talks about, the Bible tells us that old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So this is what these two coats are talking about. There is the old man that he once was, and then when he took off the old coat, he put on the new coat. And that's of salvation. He laid down the sin, praise God, and he picked up his cross, and he decided to follow Jesus. And that's what the subject is about tonight, being born again. Praise the Lord. I don't care what religion that you are, what rituals that you've gone through in the past. I don't care how much your grandma might have been a certain religion. If you have not asked God to in repentance of your sins, you're not saved. Praise the Lord. Like I was telling you a while ago, you can go into the church house all you want to. But if you've never confessed your sins before Jesus, I'm not talking about confessing your sins before a man or a woman. It's only Jesus that you can be saved by. Praise the Lord. And he does have a Father, and there is the Holy Ghost, and there's the Son, the only begotten Son that Sister Gladys read to you a while ago, John 3:16. Praise the Lord. So you've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, but the only mediator is Jesus Christ. You cannot get to the Father except through the Son, which is Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let's hear a song and be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good singing there by Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. And Sister Gladys says, pray for her Uncle Gary, Aunt Jo, Brother John, and Sister Judy, and Niece Crystal, and our family and our church. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Sister Marie Center says, pray for my husband's sister, Mary. We know her. Just remember her in prayer. Sister Phyllis Literal says, remember her and her family. Also, unspoken request. Sister Christina Marie says, pray for her children. An unspoken request. Heather Bolas says, prayers for a friend who has drifted away from God and his life and has a call on his life. Sister Bonnie Burke says, please remember me not feeling well. Also, her husband and lost family. Praise God. And Brother Joel Collins says, remember our back-to-school rally for Saturday night, that souls will be saved and lives touched and changed. Sister Alice Jones says, remember her children need salvation. Sister Danella Center says, pray for her. Sister Crystal Clark says, my family and my friend's health. Brother Lloyd Yearwood, if you're a first-time listener, Brother Yearwood, he is normally with us on Friday nights. He has a broadcast on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here at blogtalkradio.com, and it's called Reaching the World for Christ Around the World. Praise the Lord. He says, remember, his wife said to remember him in prayer. His sugar has been 202. He is not able to come on tonight. He went to the doctor today, and the doctor said he needs surgery on his elbow. So remember that, folks. And he also goes for a dermatologist on September 23rd. Also, he will be having an ultrasound on his stomach on August 29th. And on September 15th, he will go to a sleep apnea testing again. So remember Brother Yearwood. He's the one that showed us about this here broadcast, and we end up all of us, he ended up being cousins to Clinton, so praise the Lord for that. Sister Renee Bauer says, would you please pray for our revival? We've been going almost 8 weeks and just want more souls to come in. Praise the Lord. Sister Danielle Rogers says, remember her and her husband for a home, and remember her for a personal reason. Praise God. Sister Darlene Fannin says her fiance still needs a job and a special healing in his body. I am claiming it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Sister Nikki Alfrey says remember her great niece Rosie and niece Shannon. Both are sick with serious infections. Also, I want to turn in a prayer request. There's some more here, but since she brought that up, there's people that have went to third world countries. I'm thinking more in the Africa area that Ebola is hitting our country. They're quarantining the doctors that have went over and offered their services to them that are sick. They've come back now, been exposed to that, so let's remember them also. I heard it's like flu-like symptoms. There's no cure for it, but we know the great physician, praise God, that can keep us all safe, praise the Lord, and heal our bodies.
Amen.
If we're exposed to anything like this. Brother Josh McGuire, oh, he says he's joining us now, praise God, hallelujah. I want to shout out hello to him. He's the grandson of our pastor, Brother James Maggart, and we go to Full Gospel Outreach on Route 4, Middletown, Posttown area, Ohio. So if you don't have a place to go to church, we sure want you to come. Sister Shirley Mattini says, still many needs for my family, my mom, my sisters, my daughter, and myself, also family members. So remember them in prayer as well. Praise God. Sister Robin, we're excited to hear you tonight, sis, and go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, I hadn't planned on saying anything tonight. I just want to praise the Lord for his saving grace tonight. And, you know, I go to thinking about that. If it had not been for the Lord, there's a song that says, if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? And, you know, I go to looking back on the things that has happened to me in my life, and I just want to thank God for the things he's brought me out of and thank him.
Amen.
For where I am today. I want to praise his name and give him glory and just thank the Lord that
the Lord loves us, and we know that he's never going to leave us. And because we can be born again through Jesus Christ and be born into the kingdom of God, there's a place that we know that we have to look forward to, and that one day
Amen.
That we're going to leave this world, and we know that we can sit on the right hand of the Father, and we can praise God forever, for every day. And those people that are out there right now that are in darkness, you don't have to live in that darkness. Jesus is the light. All you need to do is to come to that light, and I just want to praise his name tonight, because we can be born into the kingdom of God. And I just want to praise him for it.
Thank you, God. Amen, Sister Robin. Sister Robin, I feel led to ask you if you'll lead us in prayer over all these requests and for them that are out there and they do need born again. And would you do that? Would you be up to that, sis?
I can.
That's
Father, me. We come to you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father God, we ask you tonight by your authority and by the blood of Jesus. Father God, we pray over each and every one of these requests tonight, Lord. We pray over all these that are sick, God, because, Father
yes.
God, you said that by
yes.
his stripes we're healed. And, Father
yes.
God, we're just going to believe in your word. We're going to believe in your strength, God. We're going to believe in your healing tonight, Lord, that you would touch each and every one of these requests, God, that you would reach out and touch every one of these lost souls that are out here tonight, and all these people that have family members tonight, God, that do not know you, Lord. We ask that you would reach out and that you would touch them, God. We ask that you would touch their hearts, Lord, that they would come to know you tonight, God. Father God, we love you and we praise you and we give you all the glory. And
yes.
Father God, we just want to thank you tonight that you are a saving God and that we can believe in your name, precious Jesus. And Father God, we just want to thank you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, God, and we just want to praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Lord.
Sister Green,
Sister,
can I give a praise report real quick?
Yes, amen.
Every week I ask for a Brother John Lovelace at our church, and he has been on chemotherapy pills, but they said his numbers are real good, so I praise God for all the prayers that have gone up for him.
Praise
My
Lord.
Uncle has gained 5 pounds. They've done chemotherapy on him also, and they've had to remove something around his liver, so I praise God for that. And there's one other brother that there was one night that we didn't know if he was going to live or die, and I got with his wife, and I told her to pray Psalm 91 over him throughout the night if he would let her, and she said that was her favorite psalm. So she did that, and he now is cancer-free. His cancer is in remission. He won't have to have any more cancer treatments, and I praise God for that. I haven't known them long, but, you know, even though he went through his battle, he had gone through 3 series of cancer, and now I praise God that God's delivered him for that. He's just put it in remission, and I give God the glory because, to me, that's healing. God can completely heal that to where all those cancer cells can be gone. And his wife, within a few days of the night that I had told her to pray Psalm 91 over, she was in the hospital in 2 days with a pacemaker and stents in her heart. So we just need to really be prepared to go.
Amen.
A lot of people think they've got all the time in the world, but Jesus can come back tonight. We have no clue, but it's a good time to be ready because prophecy's being fulfilled left and right, and I just want to be ready to go when the Lord comes back.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. And Sister Gladys, I pulled that up while you were talking there and giving that praise report. I pulled up Psalms 91, and this is what it says, praise God. And we're going to read that tonight because those out there in third world countries and you're facing persecution and you're facing ungodly things and you're seeing the persecution of the children and the murders and those that are being slaughtered and their heads are being cut off. You know, there's a secret place in God. You know, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And, you know, this old body may have to lay down and it may have to go back to the grave. But praise the Lord, the soul will live forever. Praise God. If you're born again, praise the Lord. That's what we're talking about here tonight. If you're a born again Christian and you are martyred, praise the Lord, the Bible talks in Revelations about the souls that were martyred, the souls that were under the altar, and they were asking how long, and said till your brothers are also are martyred, it said, for them that they have to wait. Praise God. But Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Sister Gladys read that to you earlier. Praise God. I felt to read it again. In verse 5 it says, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth all noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash the foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou tramp underfoot. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. Amen. We're talking about born again. Hallelujah. There is a place in God that will protect you. Praise the Lord. God is so good, so merciful. I was thinking here a while ago, 1 John 1 and 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. So you know we are born, praise God, into this world, and because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we have to go to Jesus and ask him to forgive us of our sins.
Yes.
So
amen.
We could be good as we can be to our neighbors. We could give them the last dime that we have. We could give them food. But if we do not ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins, if our sins are not under the blood, we won't make it. Praise God. God's
right.
Good. I'm going to turn this over to Brother Green. He's ready. Praise the Lord. And enjoyed every one of the callers tonight, every one of the preachers that's preached to you tonight, every one of them had a great word to tell you. And we want you to think about what we're saying here tonight. You must be born again. Brother Green, here he is.
Praise God. Well, it's been good so far, and I know the Lord's moving, and you're out there listening in. I thank God for you. And like Joanna said, if you're in some of the countries where they're being persecuted, well, just serve God the best you can. That's all I can say. And I know God can protect you, and he can keep his hedge around you. And, we don't know what we're going to face before this whole world's over. But the thing we need to do is to keep our hand in the hand of the man that stilled the water, that calmed the storms,
yes,
and raised the dead, and heal the sick, and he can do anything. There's nothing impossible tonight with him. And you know, we thank God that we're Christians tonight, that we have accepted Christ as our personal Savior, and That's what we're talking about when we're talking about being born again. The Bible says over there to Nicodemus, Jesus said you must be born again. And I think about everybody might have preached on that tonight. But, that's a familiar subject there. And it's really the heart of the gospel is that we must be born again. It's not an option. You know, we go to buy a car or something, and sometimes they have options. They say, do you want power windows? You want power brakes? You want different things on it? But, you know, when it comes to salvation, Jesus said you must be born again. He didn't say, it'd be all right to leave it or take it, but no. If you want eternal life, you must accept Christ as your personal Savior. And that's what he's talking about, being born again. And it's a process where God sends forth his Spirit. When we call upon the Lord for salvation, the Lord hears us call. I was thinking over here in Romans chapter 8. I want to turn over to that in Romans chapter 8. And, you know, God sends forth his Spirit into our heart. And, when he sent his Son into the world, he came not to condemn the world, because the world was already condemned. They were already lost. They had no way of salvation. They had the law where they sacrificed animals, but the animals could never, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, that the blood of bulls and of goats could never take away sin. They were a shadow of something that was to come, and that was the real thing that was to take away sin. And when the Lamb of God was slain in the garden, cover Adam and Eve's sin and clothed them, because they had sewn the fig leaves together to cover their nakedness. But our nakedness cannot be covered unless we're covered by the blood of Jesus. And in Egypt, in the 12th chapter, they had to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorpost, over the doorpost, and on each side of the doorpost. Praise God. And Amen. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. In other words, I'll spare you from the death angel. And the death angel was coming through Egypt. He was going to kill all the firstborn of Egypt and whoever was not under the blood. So that blood that was shed, they was every one to take a lamb. And they were to keep that lamb up to a certain day, and then they were to kill that lamb for each household. And we don't know how many thousands and thousands of lambs probably were slain that night, the Passover night, when they had to take the blood and put it up over the top of their door and on the two side posts. And you get to thinking about it, and that forms a cross. That's Amen. What Jesus was crucified on, was a cross. He had blood. He had a crown of thorns upon his head. And his hands were stretched out, nails in his hands, both hands and in his feet. And there was probably blood on the bottom of that door where you went in and out of the door. There was probably blood dripped down from the top down on that door. Praise God. You know, the blood of Jesus is what cleanses us tonight from all sin. And I think Joanna quoted that scripture, read it there a little while ago. If we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So there's power tonight in the blood of Jesus. And Amen. If you're being persecuted, I tell you, you need to plead the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus over your household and over your family, over yourself, over your children. The Bible tells us that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Jesus said, I think it's in Leviticus chapter, I believe it's 13 and 11. Just thinking back on that, I'm not exactly sure, but I know it's in Leviticus that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And he said, I have given it unto you upon the altar. So that altar brought life, and it was the life that Jesus brought that we need. It was that eternal life. You know, I was going to read you there in Romans chapter 8. I was thinking about this. Now I want to read this tonight. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do. Now he's talking about the law where they sacrificed animals and they did all the rituals and things, and the law was to keep them out of sin, but the law couldn't save them. But the law showed them that they were sinners because they were not able to keep everything there was to keep about the law. It says here, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise God. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. And we're talking about being born again tonight. And here's the problem that people face is because they're in the flesh and they don't understand there's a warfare between the flesh and the Spirit. And we cannot do what the flesh wants us to do. We've Amen. Got to crucify those desires that the flesh has. Things that are sin, the flesh wants to run after all the things of the world and do all the things that the world's doing and leave God out and leave the Spirit out. But the Bible tells us that we must walk after the Spirit of God. There in verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So when I got born again, you know, there was a time in my life when I would do everything the world was doing. You know, they said, let's go have a party. Well, I was ready to go have a party, and let's go drink, let's buy some beer, and let's do this and that. And I would say, yeah, let's go. And away we'd go, and we had no thought about serving God. We never even thought about it. At least I didn't, because I'd been out of church so many years. I just, you know, when I was a little boy, I went to church a little while. But we got out of church, and I got into playing ball and doing things like that and hunting and fishing, and finally grew up, got older, started drinking and doing things like that. And never went to church. And the only time we'd go to church is somebody'd pass away. We'd go to a funeral. We might go every once in a great while if we went to Easter Sunday or something like that. But we didn't go for the right reason. We didn't go for salvation. And that's what we should have been trying to get, was salvation. And so the Spirit was fighting again. Really, there wasn't no warfare yet because the flesh was in control. But once we get born again, then we find ourselves in a warfare, and there's many times the flesh wants to go fishing, and the Spirit says, no, we're going to church, and or I want to go to the county fair on a church night or something like that. You know, all these things come up in people's lives, and or maybe the Spirit of God is telling you to go and testify to somebody. There's a guy over there on the corner, and you need to go talk to him about Jesus. And the flesh is going to say, no, no, don't bother him and this and that. But we must follow the Spirit if we really want to please God. And so we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of Moses was a law. If you sinned, they'd stone you. There were certain things that you did, they would kill you for doing wrong. And there's religions today that'll do that very thing. They'll kill you for things that they think are wrong. But Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And we know today that religions that go around killing people it's false doctrine. We know that Jesus came that we might have life. And if you're caught up in one of these religions that tells you to kill people, well, you know that you're in the wrong thing, because Jesus came to put away with that. He said, if a man smites you on one cheek, turn the other. He didn't say turn around and cut his head off or hit him upside the head with something. But he said, turn the other cheek. And he said, forgive them that trespass against you. See, when you can do that, you know you've got it right. When you can forgive people, whatever they do to you, you must still forgive them, because on the cross, Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. So there's people out there doing things, and they don't know what they're doing. And they think that they're doing God's service, but they're not. Praise God. Can't see the time here. But the Lord's good tonight. And he saved me when I was in deep sin. He brought me out of that. And he put my feet on the straight and narrow way. And I'm a-walking that highway of holiness tonight. Staying myself straight with God. I'm not running to the bars. I'm not going to places I shouldn't go. I'm trying to keep myself unspotted for the things of the world, because I'm now a new creature in Christ Jesus, and the old things are passed away. The things I used to do, like the old song says, I don't do no more. And I'll tell you, I'm a serving God today. I go to the house of God. I used to not go to the house of God, but now I find myself going. Praise God. If we don't have church sometimes at our church, well, we'll go find us another church, and we'll worship with them. And I find that Christians are the same all over the world, the places I've been. You don't feel out of place when you're in God's house. And when you're there preaching out of the King James Version Bible, and, I thought, years ago, that's probably the only Bible in America that was being preached in the pulpits of America. Probably 100 years ago, that was pretty much being preached all over this United States of America and probably around the world. And now they got so many Bibles, you don't know which one's the real thing. A lot of people don't. But I tell you, I'm holding on to the old path. Praise God. And if it was good back then, and many souls were saved and miracles were wrought through the name of Jesus and the preaching of the cross and preaching of salvation, and it's still good today. Praise God. I've had healings in my body, and I know God is a healer today. And I know He can do miracles, and He can do mighty signs and wonders, and He's not changed. People have changed a lot of places, people have gone to these new versions of the Bible, but I'm preaching tonight. I hope you get back on the straight path and the narrow way. Now, I'm not planning on leaving. I'm planning on keeping on that straight and narrow way and preaching the uncompromising Word of God. I'm not planning on adding to it. are taken away from it. I'm just going to preach it like it says it and do my best to rightly divide it. Praise God. To study to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Praise God. And we were talking about born again, and actually, you know, there's different terminology in the Bible. It talks about being saved, and Paul talked about through grace over there in Ephesians, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. If Jesus hadn't have come down and died on that cross, we could not be saved today. But it's not man's plan, it's God's plan. Man could have never come up with a plan like that God came up with, and how that he wrote it down, and he gave us the book, he gave us the Bible, showed us the plan of salvation. And we dig in the Word of God, and we see that you must be born again, and except you're born again, he said you cannot see the kingdom of God, and we know that you can't enter into it either. Praise God. You know, I was thinking over there in the book of Romans, the Bible tells us that we're waiting on the day when we're going to be changed. Praise God. You know, we've already been changed when we got born again. But that didn't finish it all. Praise God. We were changed in our spirit. We got a new spirit. But we're still living in the same old body. But one of these days, this old body is going to change. Praise God. This old Amen. Body, this mortal, is going to put on immortality. And this corruption is going to put on incorruption. And this creature is waiting for his change. Praise God. I want to read that over here in the book of Romans in chapter 8, if I can find it here. Praise God. I'll get to it here in a minute. Praise God. We're waiting on, what we're waiting on is the day of redemption. Praise God. Over here in the verse 20 of chapter 8, or verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know, we're going to be changed. We're already changed, but we're going to be changed again, praise God, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. The Bible said the trump of God shall sound, and the dead shall rise, praise God. And we which are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Praise God. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, redemption of our body. So we're waiting on that great day when Jesus is coming back, and he's going to come back to receive us unto himself. And he said that where I am, there ye may be also. He said there that he went to prepare a place for us. So we've been born again in the Spirit. We have Christ in us. Let me read this over here to you in chapter 8. Praise God. Verse 6 says here, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And that's where I was at, in the flesh, before I got saved. I was in the flesh. I did whatever I wanted to do, went to the places I wanted to go, watched the movies and things that I shouldn't have been watching, but I did. Praise God. Verse 9 now says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So I thank God that I have received the Spirit of Christ. And so I'm a child of God, and I'm born again. Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So at the present time, I'm living for Jesus and plan on living for him till he comes back. Praise God. It says in verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. So we have to put down those things that try to rise up against us. Because when we got born again, then we were in a warfare because the body wants to try to control us and wants to try to rule, and we can't have it. We've got to have the Spirit of God ruling in our life. It says here in verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Praise God. And verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So we should know that we are a child of the King, that we're born again. If we've really committed our life to Christ, there should be evidence in our life that we are born again, that we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You know, 2 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 5, it tells us that that we are a new creature in Christ Jesus, that old things are passed away and all things have become new and all things are of God. So we're seeking after the things of God once we've been born again. We are going after the things of God, and we're pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God. In other words, the things that God wants us to have, he paid for at the cross, and he died on that cross, not just to give us eternal life, but he died on that cross to make us a new creature. He died on that cross, and he sent forth his spirit into our hearts. And the Bible says here, crying, Abba, Father, and I think it's in the book of Galatians also, how that we've received the Spirit of Christ. And we're to be changed from glory to glory into the same image. He's working on me. I'm not the man I used to be. You know, they sang a song. Somebody sung a song. I'm not the man I used to be. Mama, you can sleep tonight. I found Jesus, and everything's all right. So I guess it's a song about a mother praying for her son, and he finally got right with God. Praise God. So many times things like that happen. A mom or maybe a daddy, they'll pray for their child for years and years and don't see any results. But one day they find the Lord, and it's all worthwhile when you see your son or your daughter go to that altar and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We just saw our son the other night fall into the altar, got his heart right with God, and I tell you, it's joy unspeakable when you see people coming to Christ and giving their heart to God. I don't know how much time we got. I can't read this clock here, but I know it's going to be worth it all, child of God, if you'll hold on. Don't let go of that unchanging hand. Keep on serving Jesus till he comes to get us. Praise God, for he's coming again someday, and we're going to be changed, and we're going to be like him. We're going to see him as he is. And the Bible says over there in John, I believe it is, it says we don't really know exactly how we're going to, what we're going to be like, but we know that when we see him, we're going to be like him. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And you know that a perfect day is coming, praise God, when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to set up his kingdom, and whosoever that have called upon the name of the Lord and sought the Lord for salvation, they're going to be saved. It's going to be a wonderful day when we all get in that great mansion in heaven, when we all go to receive our reward. And I want to have some rewards when I stand before God. I don't want to just stand there and have nothing. I think about that thief on the cross. I thank God that he made it. But, you know, he didn't have any rewards. But he made heaven his home. And if I wasn't even going to get any rewards, I still would want to escape that lake of fire, because that's going to be a horrible place, and there ain't no exits in hell. Once you go there, you'll never get out. And I'll tell you, that rich man went there, and he talked to Abraham, and he said, Abraham, send Lazarus that he might warn my five brothers. But, you know, Abraham said he's got Moses and the law. In other words, he's heard the preaching of the word, and if they didn't do anything with that, then they can't be saved. I tell you, you can hear the word preached tonight, but you've got to do something with it. You've got to make yourself an altar and call on the name of the Lord. For the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Over there in Romans chapter 10, it tells us that we who can ascend into heaven to bring Christ down, or who can ascend into the deep to bring him up. But what saith it? He said, the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. He said, that is the word of faith which we preach. In other words, God hears you when you pray. That's what it's telling me, that God hears you when you pray. And when you pray in the name of Jesus, God hears you. You may not think he's a hearing you, but he is a hearing you. He's nigh unto every one of us. Praise God. The Bible says he's not far from any of us. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm just excited, because I know that one day I called on Jesus, and I'm still calling on him today. And I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God hath raised him from the dead. And he said, if we would believe that, in 1 Corinthians 15, that Paul was talking to them, and he said some of them didn't believe in the resurrection. But I tell you, I think about when he stood there at the tomb of Lazarus, and he said, Lazarus, come forth, praise God. And Lazarus came forth bound in grave clothes, and he said, loose him, roll away the stone, loose him. And praise God, and let him go free. Praise God. I was bound in sin one day, but the Lord got a hold on me. And I was bound in them grave clothes and headed for a place called hell. But, you know, I heard the gospel preached, and I did something about it. I began to call on Jesus. I'm telling you out there tonight, if you'll call on Jesus, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And he will answer prayer. Praise God. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back to my wife and let her finish it out. But I want to encourage you to call on Jesus.
Praise God. And if you don't know tonight, if you're born again, ask yourself that question. If you don't know, have no clue if you are or you're not, then most likely you're not saved. So you are not born again even, which is the same thing. So we want you to pray, and just talk to the Lord just like you would talk to your friend or your brother or your sister in the natural. You just talk to him. He has an ear to hear. Praise God. He has an eye to see. Nothing that's hid shall be hid. It will be uncovered. Praise God. God will, the ways of a transgressor is hard. Praise the Lord. But he said, cast your burdens upon him, for his yoke is easy. His burdens are light. Praise the Lord. Just ask him to forgive you of your sins. He'll throw them as far as the east is to the west. Praise the Lord. Never to be remembered again. Praise God. So won't you do that tonight? Find you a place to pray. And then tell somebody that you got saved, that you're born again. Praise the Lord. If you don't feel no change, you stay there and pray until you feel that change. We call that praying through. Praise God. So once you get down on your knees, if you can't get down on your knees, lay upon your bed and just pray to God until you pray through, until you feel that change in your life, until that joy, that peace, praise God, comes into your life. Praise the Lord. And do all you can to do to serve God, to please him. Praise the Lord. We've done gone off the air. Praise the Lord. We sure enjoyed the callers tonight, and praise God for you all. And I ask God to bless each and every one of you and your families. Praise the Lord throughout this week. Praise God. And you all pray for us. Hallelujah. Good night.
God bless everybody.
God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Love you guys. All right, good night.
We got a great bunch of people, I tell you. Praise the Lord.